Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a classic jungle and old-school DNB re-space edit in Ableton Live 12, and we're focusing on one of the most important details in the whole style, the snare snap blend. This is beginner-friendly, but it's still real DNB craft. We are not trying to make a giant modern stadium snare. We're after something tighter, punchier, a little gritty, and very alive. The kind of snare that cuts through a breakbeat and a re-space line without sounding fake or overprocessed. In drum and bass, the snare is a huge part of the groove. It's the anchor. The bass can move around, the break can shuffle, the atmosphere can drift, but the snare tells your ear where the floor is. When the snap layer is blended right, the whole drop feels more focused, more dangerous, and way more musical. So let's build this step by step. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That puts us right in that jungle and old-school DNB zone. Keep the project simple. You only need a drum group, a re-space track, and maybe a reference track if you have one. Inside your drum group, create two snare layers. One will be the snare body, and the other will be the snare snap. This is really important. Think in rolls, not in best sample. The body layer gives weight. The snap layer gives attitude and definition. If both layers try to do everything, they'll fight each other and the snare will get blurry. For the snare body, choose a sample that has a solid mid-range crack and a short tail. Don't pick something with a huge roomy reverb tail, because that will just smear into the break and the bass. For the snap layer, choose something thinner and brighter. A clap, a rim shot, a tiny top hit. Even a very small snare can work. In fact, if the snap sounds almost too small by itself, that's usually a good sign. We only want it to add edge. Load both samples into Sampler. Put them in one-shot mode, and if you want the natural punch of the sample, turn warp off. Also trim the start so the transient hits immediately. That helps the attack stay sharp. A good starting level is to keep the body around -6 to -10 dB, and the snap a little lower, around -10 to -16 dB. The snap should support the body, not overpower it. Now zoom in and line up the transients. This matters a lot. Even a tiny timing mismatch can make the snare feel soft or facey. If the snap is late, move it forward a touch. If it feels too separated and clicky, nudge it back slightly. You're listening for one unified hit, not two sounds, one hit. A good beginner habit here is to check it at a low monitor volume. If the snare still reads clearly when things are quiet, that usually means the body and snap relationship is working well. Next, process the snare body. On the snare body track, at EQ 8 first. Use a high pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz to clear out useless low rumble. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. And if you need more crack, give a gentle boost somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz. Then add saturator after the EQ. Keep it subtle, just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. We're not trying to smash it. We just want to make the body denser and easier to hear inside a busy DNB mix. Now move to the snap layer. Put EQ 8 on the snap track and high pass it more aggressively, somewhere around 300 to 700 Hz, so you remove the body and keep only the edge. Then add a small boost around 4 to 8 kHz if it needs more bite. If it gets painful or fizzy, don't just keep boosting highs. Instead, dip the harsh area a bit, maybe around 7 to 10 kHz. After that, a drum bus. Keep it light, a bit of drive, a little crunch if you need it, and maybe a touch of transients. Boom should usually stay off or very low on a snap layer. The snap is not the main event. It's the surgical detail that helps the snare speak through the mix. Now let's bring in the re-space. A re-space in this style usually has moving detune, phasing, or filter motion, and it often takes up a lot of the mid-range. That's where problems can start. If your snare disappears when the bass comes in, don't immediately turn the snare up louder. First, look at the bass space. Use EQ 8 on the res and carve a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz if the snare body is getting masked. If the res has harsh upper harmonics, you might also tame a little around 2 to 5 kHz so the snare snap has room to breathe. This is a really useful DNB mindset. Don't start a volume war. Make space. The snare doesn't need to be the loudest thing in the track. It needs its own pocket. Now group both snare layers into a snare bus. On that bus, add a glue compressor if you want a little cohesion. Keep it gentle. A 2 to 1 ratio, a moderate attack around 10 ms, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds is a good starting point. You only want around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That compressor is not there to flatten the hit. It's there to make the body and snap feel like one snare. If the snare still feels disconnected, try lowering the snap a bit, or reducing its top end slightly, or adding a tiny amount of saturation on the bus. Small moves go a long way here. Now place the snare in a simple breakbeat context. Build a 2-bar loop. Keep it basic. Kick on the downbeat, snare on 2 and 4, and a chopped break around it. Let the respace phrase around the gaps. This is where it starts to feel like actual jungle or old school D&B. The snare should feel like it answers the break. The break moves, the bass moves, but the snare hits like a checkpoint. For a nice old school feel, try letting the res hold a dark note while the snare lands, then open the bass up slightly after the hit. That call and response energy is a huge part of the style. If you want a little more movement, use the groove pool or nudge some chopped break hits slightly ahead or behind the grid. Just be careful not to lose the tightness. In D&B, tiny timing changes can create a lot of swing. Now we can do a little automation to keep the loop alive. Try raising the snap layer slightly into a drop transition, or automate a small high shelf boost on the snare bus for the final 2 bars before the drop. You can also automate the res filter so the snare has more space on important hits. Keep automation subtle. In fast drum and bass, small changes often feel bigger than huge ones. Now check the mix in mono using utility. This is a must. If the snare weakens in mono, that tells you something important. Maybe the snap is too wide. Maybe the body isn't carrying enough of the core hit. Maybe the res is too broad in the same area. The fix is usually to keep the low mid energy centered and let the snap be a detail on top, not the whole sound. And that's the key lesson here. The body gives the snare weight, the snap gives it definition, and the res needs enough space so the snare can actually hit. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1. Making the snap too loud. If it starts sounding like a second snare, it's probably too high in the mix. 2. Using a snap that has too much body. High pass it more. 3. Overcompressing the snare. That kills the life and makes it less urgent. 4. Letting the res mask the snare. Carve some space. 5. Ignoring timing. Even a tiny offset can make the hit feel weak. And 6. Judging the snare only in solo. A snare that sounds amazing alone can fall apart once the break and bass come in. If you want a more underground flavor, you can also try a few variations. You could swap the snap for a rimshot or stick hit. That often gives a more vintage broken record feel. You could duplicate the snap and distort the copy very lightly for extra bite. You could even use 2 body samples, one for thump and one for mid crack. Then keep them quiet under the snap. You can also resample the layered snare, then run that new audio through a tiny room or a little saturation to glue the layers together even more naturally. For arrangement, remember that the snare can help define the phrase. A slightly stronger snare hit at the end of every 4 or 8 bars makes the track feel more intentional. You can even drop the bass out for 1 snare hit to make the next one feel huge, without changing the sound design at all. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Pick 1 body sample and 1 snap sample. Load them into Simpler. Align them. Process the body with EQ8 and a little saturator. Process the snap with EQ8 and drum bus. Group them. Add a light glue compressor. Build a basic 2-bar loop with a res and a break. Then adjust only the snare blend until it cuts through clearly without getting harsh. Finish by checking it in mono and saving the setup as D&B snare body plus snap. If you want to level up, make 2 versions, one with a softer snap and one with a brighter snap. Compare them in the full mix. Ask yourself which one feels more authentic to old school D&B and which one survives better when the res gets busy. So to recap, the snare in jungle and old school drum and bass is a groove anchor. Build it from a body layer and a snap layer. Shape them with EQ, saturation, drum bus, and light compression. Make room for the snare in the res. Check everything in context, and always test mono. If you get the snap blend right, the whole drop tightens up instantly. The track feels more raw, more focused, and way more like proper D&B energy. Nice. Let's keep building.